Last time on The Atheists, the Bible, and No Wardrobe, we read from Genesis 7 verses 1 through 14. Turns out God's big idea is to build a love boat and commit interspecies genocide. Maybe it's the Bloody Marys talking, but God seems to be going postal.
Hello and welcome back to The Atheists,
the Bible,
and No Wardrobe, the podcast. And, there's those pesky animals. They're just like, wow. I can't believe how fast that they're going in the ark. I mean, we kind of forgot to touch base on this last time, but the animals are going in at, It says 10 every second. I mean, some animals are fast. They ain't fast. That fast. Penguins cannot move that fast. I mean, yeah, they can move, but they can't move that fast. Hey, I don't know anybody or anything that moves that fast. I mean, not without an engine.
They put all the predators in the back.
Yeah. Oh, there you go. I was like, oh, my God. Bob, you see this thing coming up? It's got teeth. It's got teeth. Run, motherfucker, run.
Stampede is an ugly thing, people.
Yes, it is. Have you ever watched Jurassic Park? I'm just saying. I'm not going to ruin it for you if you have not seen this over 10-year-old movie with all the animals stampeding. I'm just saying.
It's been 20 years.
Has it been 20 years? God, I feel old now. I feel old. If you've not seen Jurassic Park and I've ruined it for you, well, you've not seen a movie, a 20-year-old movie, that's on you,
that's
man.
That's your own dang fault because...
Yeah. Well, this is not about movies. We're not talking about movies here.
Aw, because that would be fun.
That would be actually, yeah, that would be a lot more fun.
Put dinosaurs on, wait, actually, you know, there's people who think that dinosaurs were on the ark.
Yeah. Well, they are made of flesh. Apparently, they're made of flesh. There's also this great meme where it says, the reason why dinosaurs didn't make it because you got Noah's ark and then you got the ark for the dinosaurs and then Noah shoots a cannonball at the other ark and it sinks. So it's like, oh, this ain't gonna be good, you know. Either that or they say the dinosaur's like, damn, was that today? Oh man, they missed it. So
poor dinosaurs. I have a watch, but I can't read it because my arms are too short.
I got this big head, but I can't see my arms.
Oh wait, that's Chewy. Never mind.
Would you lead us off in 7:15?
Yes, 7:15. And they went in unto the Noah. Wait. Let me try this again.
Okay.
And they went in unto Noah into the ark. Two and two of all flesh, wherein is the breath of life. That has to be one of the most awkward sentences.
I would say so. And we've also read that one previously as well.
Second verse.
Same as the first. Yeah. This is a book
maybe
of repetition.
Maybe we're supposed to sing this.
I don't know. Maybe we were. The breath of life. No. No. This is why I did not get that record contract. I'm just saying.
Well, this is not as majestic as that movie either.
No. 7:16. And that went in. God, this is a weird sentence. And they went in male and female of all flesh as God had commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. So God stand outside the boat. All right, everybody to the boat. Everybody in? Okay. I'm going to close this up for you. I'm going to throw some pitch on there for you. You do it from the inside, you know, because you're not going to get through that 18-inch hole. There's no doors. It doesn't say anything else about any doors on the ark. Just a fucking little 18-inch fucking window. How the hell is he supposed to do? What's he supposed to do? Make sure everybody gets really skinny, and then they can maybe squeeze through it, or they had to cut it open around his fat ass.
Well, there's a wardrobe somewhere.
Apparently.
I want to say they did mention that there was a door but I could be wrong.
I don't know. I don't remember them saying there's a door. I remember there's a window. I don't see any. I'm not seeing a mention of a door. I mean, if you're building a boat that's supposed to be, you know, seaworthy, and it's going to have all these animals and everything on there, you don't want any water coming in because 18 inches would probably keep most of the water out. I would say most of it, you know, theoretically speaking. But it is still a hole, you know.
Yeah.
But a door is much bigger. And it'll be a little harder to seal up. You know, it's not like a modern submarine or something where you have to crank the wheel and then lock it down.
Well, once it's sealed, how are they supposed to get out?
That's right. How are they supposed to get back out? I guess they brought their tools with them, I guess. They kept them the highest end of the compartment because, well, if they leave it down in the bottom, it's going to get covered in shit and urine. They're going to have to go, I remember my saw being here somewhere, but I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Oh,
it's buried in poop.
I just cut my foot on it. Oh, that's going to hurt.
I didn't get my tetanus shot.
I'm bleeding in this urine. I think I'm going to get sick.
Apologists like to point out that Noah was not forced to shut the door and shut all of the people drowning, all the people outside, out of the ark. God did that himself.
Yep.
And God wants that job because God's a psychopath.
Yes. you people over there, I know you guys wanted to get in, but fuck you. Invitation only, bitches. This is red carpet material.
God.
He's giving them all the finger. He's getting them both fingers, you know. Unless God was Krishna, then he can give them a lot of fingers, you know, just all one time. Just saying.
7:17. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare up the ark, and it was lifted up above the earth.
Didn't we read this already? I mean, they just said it was 40 days.
You know what? It's really strange because I stopped reading the Bible a while ago, and I just hadn't read enough of it again to realize how damn repetitive the thing is.
Yes, it's
certainly
is
crazy.
It is. It's like, you know, honestly, I think if it wasn't this repetitive, we would be like up to almost the New Testament by now. I'm not that I'm a fast reader or anything. I'm just saying.
I think we'd at least be crossing the Egyptian desert with Moses, or maybe even up to David by now.
Yeah, we'd be up to that that guy that. Never mind. Well, I won't get into that because we're skipping ahead again. again, we know the Bible, people. We do know the Bible. Let's see here. Where did we leave off? At 7:17. Yeah, 18. Yes. Okay. And the waters are 7:18. And the waters prevailed. Do-do-do, they came in with their guns and their knives, and the water prevailed. We have won! We are the water!
Nymphs. We don't need no stinking badges. We're water, bitches.
We're water, damn it. We'll do whatever we want. We're water. We'll go wherever we want. Oh, yeah. Wolverine got nothing on us. Mm-mm-mm. And the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth. And the ark went up the face of the waters. Water's got a face now? I've seen a lot of water in my time. It never had a face in it. I'm just saying. I mean, and it's a repeat. It's repeating the same thing that was just in the fucking last line that Connie just read. It's like it lifted the ark up. Oh, and by the way, we lifted the ark up. You know what this reminds me of? I may have said this before. It's that either the grandpa that's senile, and he's like, I just lifted the ark up. Oh, yeah, and I just lifted that ark up. Yeah, grandpa, you just said that twice. Oh, he's got Alzheimer's. That's the only explanation I can see. God's got Alzheimer's. He's repeating himself.
Of course he is. Well, like you said,
he's been around for fucking ever. And obviously, according to this book, he's been around forever. It's no wonder he's repeating himself. He's been talking to himself for thousands and millions and billions of years. And so he's got nothing better to do, but he keeps repeating himself because he's talking back to himself constantly.
You know, maybe he really likes Noah because Noah's actually deaf. And so God sits there and talks and talks, and Noah just like nods, but he doesn't really know anything about what God said. Oh, no. 7:19. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth. You just said that. And all the high hills that were under the whole heaven were covered. Oh, such a great verse. Such a flipping, easily debunked verse.
Yep.
Yep.
Easily. Yep. Yeah, because there's they say, oh, the apologists say, and the Christians out there that'll say, well, how do you explain them fossils way up in the mountains? Checkmate, Harf. That's because they were at sea level at one time, and the sea level was, those mountains were pushed up by
subduction and induction.
Subduction and induction, because those mountains, those mountains did grow. Mount Everest, for example, is still growing today. It's still going up. And because of erosion, it's going down at the same time. So it's just
and
how
it is. And what do you need if you climb Mount Everest? You need to pack oxygen.
Yep.
You need to, because the air is thinner up there. So if, again, maybe Mount Everest wasn't the tallest mountain back then, right?
Right.
But something was. And once you get up a certain height, you can't, you wouldn't be able to breathe normally. Nope.
Yeah, you would not be able to breathe, and you would be fucking frozen to death.
Yeah, assuming that you could still breathe with all the ammonia in that ark.
Yeah. And the air, let's just say, for example, shits and giggles, that they were able to breathe because there was, let's just say, God made the ammonia smell like fucking flowers. I don't care. the air would be too thin at that altitude to breathe anyway. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's impossible. It's just fucking impossible. There was a little notation here. We kind of missed it about the flood. How long did it last? Because it's going to come back up again here on the 7:24. The first one says it lasted for 40 days. That was in 7:17. Now, in Genesis 7:24, when we get to that, it'll say it lasted for 150 days. Which is it, Bible? I think that would be, what's that word again? Oh, it's called, starts with a C. Crap? No.
Constipation?
Constipation? No, that doesn't sound right. Contradiction.
Ah.
Ah, okay. Yes. Let's see here. We're at 7:22, right? Okay.
No, 7:20.
7:20. Oh, I almost skipped the whole sentence. All right, sorry.
Yeah,
no.
This is important stuff, man.
Yes, right. 7:20, 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail and the mountains were covered. I thought I just read that. I don't know. Maybe you just read it because it sounds so familiar because you're saying the same thing I said, and you said it first. The mountains are covered and God is talking to himself again. He's repeating the same thing again. Why?
Where is the geological record of this massive worldwide flood? There is not a record of a worldwide flood.
Flood fossils in the mountains, Connie. Fossils in the mountains.
Localized flooding does not count.
No.
And actually, a lot of those places, they were at a different geologic time. I mean, at one time, there was an inland sea where, like, California is right now,
yeah.
And we have whale and shark, megalodon. Actually, I know somebody who has some property down there where they go out and they dig up megalodon teeth. And this one person, she actually discovered a new species to us, an extinct species of, I think it was dolphin or porpoise.
Cool.
So there were inland seas a long time ago because, again, the topography
changes.
Of the Earth has changed several times.
Oh, yeah. It's changed.
Over the millions of years.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It changed a lot over the millions of years. Yeah. But remember, boys and girls, the Earth is only 6,000 years old. Shh. Those mountains be moving really fast.
7:21. And all flesh died, that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man.
Ugh. Just the women are floating, apparently, because, you know, some women gets really big knockers. I'm just saying. And they use those for flotation devices. I'm just saying. Hey, they're bobbing around in the water. Okay. Hey, I bet you wish you had a pair of these. Ha, ha, ha. You fuckers. You sink to
what
the bottom.
What is this, Titanic? Put Rose up on the door when there's room. That, you know, he could have been up on the door, too.
He could have. Yeah, he could have.
This is grotesque. This is an absolutely grotesque thing to think about.
Yep.
And when churches like to talk about, this is one of their favorite things to have in Sunday school or Bible school, you know, summer camps. They like to talk about the animals and the ark, and you have like nursery sets with the ark and all the happy animals sitting on the ark, and there's rainbows and all this other stuff. This is awful. This would have been one of the most horrific sights ever. There's all these dead bodies floating. I guess that's why they only had one window, so they didn't have to look at it.
Oh yeah, it was like you could hear all the people pounding. Hey, let us in! And I've seen this in a movie where they did this in a movie where they did the Ark movie, not the latest one that came out a few years ago. But I mean, it was like years and years ago. And they're like seeing the water rising up, and people are like, "Oh, let us in!" And they're out there drowning and shit. And there's like Noah's going, "Fuck you, assholes! You're all sinners. You're all not as good as I am because the Lord loves me." That's a sure sign of a fucking psychopath, or somebody completely mentally unbalanced. It's like, hey, I know God says that I should build. Here, I should only save my family, but you know what? Fuck him. Because everybody, go build a boat. Everybody, there's rain coming. Go build a boat. Don't believe me? Fine. I don't care. But, you know, either that or come over on my place on Friday 12th, and we'll all hang out, and we'll close the door up, and we'll have s'mores.
Well, that's a good point. At no point, according to this record, did Noah try to convince anybody else of this impending doom?
Nope.
Nothing is said. He doesn't try to warn anybody, not his family, not, you know, I mean, other than his immediate one.
Right.
And I just cannot believe, I mean, to paint this so simplistically, that this is the only good person on the whole face of the earth is just stupid.
Yeah.
To me, I can't believe that. That's incredulous.
Yeah, it is. That. It is. I mean, and you nailed it. I mean, if Noah was a really good person, he would have notified everybody. The apologists say, "Well, he did try, but nobody would believe him." It's like bullshit. Where does it say that? It doesn't say that anywhere. You're just inserting your own beliefs of what this person did at the time, because it doesn't say that anywhere. It doesn't say it anywhere.
There's entire books that were excluded from the Bible because they're considered to be exegesis. They're considered to be
not canon.
True.
And not canon. The parts of the Bible that were not true.
But if I had a nickel for every time we get a fucking, listened to a fucking sermon where a pastor tried to say that, oh, well, this is what we're reading into it. And it's not anywhere to be found. Yeah, you have to read between the lines. No, you don't read between the lines. You're only supposed to read what's there.
Yep.
Period. And
unless you're doing what we're doing.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Unless we're doing what we're doing, we're just inserting shit everywhere.
This is mocking.
Yeah, this is mocking. That's different.
So we're going to hell in a handbasket, and we're setting the handbasket on fire before we get there. So.
Yay! I like fire.
Yeah, fire. Oh, where did we? Oh, 22.
I was 7:22. All in whose nostrils was the breath of life, all that was in the dry land died.
Thanks for explaining that, God.
I thought God. Thanks God for telling us the things that are going to drown and die. This means everything from newborn babies, which have not done anything, because you always hear, you know, about the babies, they haven't done nothing. What about those pregnant mothers that are out there? They were evil anyway. Even their babies were evil, even in the womb. I thought you guys were against abortion. This God didn't just kill the babies that you guys think are so precious, but you also killed the woman carrying the baby. So yeah. You're not very pro. This is not a pro-life document. This is right here says he's not pro-life. And it says also from koala bears and all creatures great and small, the Lord drowned them all except for Nephilim. That comes later. So
yeah. Oh yeah. I mean this is grotesque.
It is. And it's gross.
7:23, and every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle and creeping things and the fowl of the heaven, and they were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and that they that were with him in the ark.
Wow, that is a complicated sentence. That is another one complicated sentence that was way too complicated for that it needed to be.
If God was actually on trial and all of this repetition was admissible as evidence, he would be so fucking guilty that there would be no chance of acquittal. Yep. He's saying it over and over and over again. I wanted to do this. I delighted in doing this. And this is what I did. I did it over and over again.
This is the musings of a psychopath.
Oh yeah. It's like you got something to understand, and he's saying it over and over again.
Yeah. You know, I've heard the apologists say that, well, we're God's creation. We can do with it whatever we want, whatever he wants to. Like, okay, let's say I built a car. Okay, I can destroy the car. The problem is the car does not have life. I mean, I can throw an engine in it. I can drive it around. But if I want to cut it up and change it, or just cut it up and set it on fire, the car is not going to complain because it's not alive.
Apologists have nothing better to do than throw out analogies which don't even involve living things. They can't, you know, the blind watchmaker, you know, the 747, all of these, like you said, or a car. It's like, stop talking about apples and oranges.
Yeah.
Either talk about living things or don't talk about living things. But your example is shit.
It is. It really is shit.
It is shit. And guess what? Making something that's based on a design that's obviously built on something else, guess what? That's more an argument for evolution than it is for any some stupid creation of God. It's no. I pisses me off so bad. I'm so sick of listening to all of the ways that God is killing everything.
Yeah.
Just because he's ticked off about something that he dropped the fucking ball on anyway.
Right. This is all his fault. It's all his fault anyway. He left him alone with the snake. And said, hey, and put it on a big ass tree right where they said they could touch it, you know, didn't change it into
newborns who knew nothing.
Right.
God.
7:24. And the waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. Okay, so now, as I said before, it's now 150 days. First it was just 50 days, 40 days and 40 nights, and now it's 50 days. Because 40 days and 40 nights still is 80 days, or total. It's 80 days and nights. It comes to 80, not 150. There's no math you can get to 150.
Okay, can we give the Bible this much? And that is, it's almost reasonable. I don't know if it's totally reasonable. The actual flooding, the actual, you know, the fountains bubbling up and the water coming down from the sky lasted 40 days. But the waters didn't recede. Like any flood, you know, it takes a while for the water to settle and become, you know, come down to where it needs to be. Do we allow them this or not?
No, because it going back to it says, because it said the flood was for 40 days upon the earth. And that was from Genesis.
You're exactly right. All right. See, I just don't want anybody to point to this broadcast and say that we're not trying to be fair.
I'm trying to be fair. I'm trying to be fair.
And I'm going to, and I sometimes, I want everybody to know I'm playing devil's advocate. All right, I'm playing apologist advocate here. So no, I concede. I'm sorry. I'm not gonna give it any quarter because it doesn't matter because there's no geologic proof that this happened anyway. So
exactly.
Genesis 8:1, and God remembered Noah.
He remembered him.
There's only one person.
Never calls. Never writes. Oh,
there's
yeah, who is that guy?
Alive on the earth now.
Yeah, who is that guy?
This is the guy who said it.
Who was that guy I said to make a boat?
Wait,
what was that guy's name? Herb?
God.
Was it? No, it was Joe. No, it was, what is that guy's name?
Shoot.
What is that guy's name? It's right here on the tip of my tongue. I can't think of it.
Let me look at my cell phone. Who is it I call at 1 a.m.? Oh, there's a text message. Noah. Yeah, where is he? God, look at that. What did I do? that earth is like, the earth is just like one huge blue marble. There's no land. Oh, shit.
How's he supposed to get a cell signal
Oh, shit. I remember what I did. I should read the verse. I'm sorry. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. Where did I put? God looks down. Where did I put my cows? Damn it. I want some barbecue. And God, that was me. All right. And God made a wind to pass over the earth and the waters assuaged.
Assuaged.
I've never seen that word before.
Assuaged.
Assuaged.
I get
assuaged.
Assuaged. I've heard, so people will usually say abated, I guess, but assuaged. I have to admit, I have never seen the word assuaged before.
I think it means they abated. I love this because
I almost read it as ass washed. He's coming. He's making the the beep was me. Sorry, it was ass washed, assuaged. That's a weird word. That is
God's
really
like, oh,
a weird.
Shit, where's Noah?
Where's
I want to wait. Oh God, where's I really really want a hamburger. Shit, where's Noah? Where's Noah?
Noah, remember, he forgot about it. Cares during the 40 days. This is God's admission. He's got bad memory because for 40 days he's like, oh wait, oh yeah, now I remember Noah.
Oh shit, I left him somewhere. Where did I leave him? Oh God.
Okay, now I did look this up. It said the definition of swash is an obsolete variant of osage, which is ASSUAGE. The first one was ASSWAGE. Okay, now this is an obsolete variant of a sausage. I don't know. This is, and it won't give me the goddamn. It won't give me the goddamn syllable of what a osage is here. What is this? I got to look this up. Normally I would not do this, but I am fucking curious as hell now. Let's see here. What it says here: make an unpleasant feeling less intense.
Oh, he's not angry anymore.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it means. It also means satisfy an appetite or desire. Whoa, that's okay. It says synonyms are relieve, ease, alleviate, soothe, mitigate, allay, palate, abate. There's the abate word.
Abate.
Suppress and subdue.
So God's fucking killed everything. He's had his blood-soaked orgy. And he's waking up. He's like, okay, I feel better now.
I got that little anger issue out.
Oh my
sorry,
God.
Everybody. I overreacted. My bad. I didn't have a Snickers. And I just was hungry all day.
Marsha. We are only in the 8th chapter of the first book of the Bible. And God is a fucking awful, awful being.
Yes,
He's just this guy,
everything. People say, oh, he's such a loving God. No, he's a very hateful, vengeful piece of shit. Because he gets pissed off over very little things, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
This is a guy who's been reading his Facebook and not liking what people write to him.
Well, for a perfect person, for a perfect being, he's extremely angry with imperfect things that he created.
Yes.
That he set in motion. And this is, God, this is like, all right.
And that's okay. Speaking of imperfect, if you want to be imperfect and message us, you can find us over at Twitter. That's at twitter.com/ABANW podcast. That's ABANW podcast. Or I just said that, PODCAST. If you would like to donate a few dollars to the show, you can go over to patreon.com/ABANDNW. Over at Facebook, if you're on Facebook, and please, if you're not on Facebook, please join Facebook just to come over and give us a thumbs up. That's all I'm asking. I'm not asking for your firstborn. I'm not asking you for not to eat the first fruit of this beautiful tree that you're not allowed to touch. I'm just asking you to go over to Facebook at ABANDNW and hit the like button. I'm not asking too much, folks. Do I need to make a commandment? That's later. Oh, sorry. The blog page is over at ABANDNW at WordPress.wordpress.com. And be sure to email us with questions, comments, love, and hate mail and send it to tatbanw@gmail.com. That's tatbanw@gmail.com. And be sure to check out our main show at Packard Pokes at, which you can find on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, and on YouTube. And please remember to leave us a 5-star review. And on iTunes, again, make sure you, I've said this before, but put your stars there and leave a message, you know. Or leave 1 star, tell us what you didn't like. Put 5 stars and tell us how you want to fuck us in the face.
No.
Okay, you want to fuck me in the face. I don't
No safe word, and I say no.
My safe word is no. Anyway, I'm totally kidding. Just leave us a review on the show, and tell your friends, of course, and tell your family, and be sure you give this to a religious person. And say, hey, you got to listen to this. if you're not steaming by the time you get done listening to this, we're not doing our job. Well, until next time, this has been The Atheist,
The Bible,
and No Wardrobe, The Podcast.